Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Vayeshev, Week 9, 4th Aliyah. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute, for she had covered her face. He turned to her at the roadside and said, "Come, let me come in to you," for he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. Genesis 38, verses 15 16a. Can sin serve the Eternal's purposes? Yehuda had a special calling and a great spiritual responsibility upon his life. He was the chosen son from among the 12 to be the Messiah's ancestor. But during a time, he wasn't doing well spiritually, and it is written that he departed from his brothers. Verse 1. The Hebrew text says that he went down, yarad, from his brothers. This fact implies that he opened his heart to ideas not in line with the Eternal's, and he did things that weren't seen with favor by him. One of these things was that he married one of the daughters of Canaan, the perverted and cursed people. That displeased the Eternal, and he killed two of his sons with that woman, hindering them from having descendants. He didn't want those two descendants from Canaan in the genealogy of the Messiah, and only he knows why this would have implied. The Torah's narration seems cruel when mentioning that the Eternal killed these two sons, but if he did it, it was good. Had he let them live, the damage in Yehuda's line would have been irreparable. The Eternal's plan for them were at risk, and that is why he intervened in this way, by killing them. He prevented a greater ill. Now, the older son's widow wanted offspring, and she sought the way to deceive her father-in-law to become pregnant of him. One of the twins she had became one of the Messiah's ancestors. His name was Peretz. In this way, the seed of Canaan's people was prevented from getting in the genealogy of the Messiah because Tamar, Yehuda's daughter-in-law, became pregnant of Yehuda himself, not through one of his sons who had a Canaanite mother. When Yehuda was living a life with no spiritual focus, his sin of fornication was used by the Eternal to prevent a greater evil. This does not justify sin, but it shows that the Eternal is great enough to use even sin to have his purpose fulfilled in a person's life. The ways of the Eternal are not easy to understand because he takes into account and uses bad decisions and even sin of men to carry out his plans on earth. May the spirit of knowledge and revelation be bestowed upon us to have a better understanding of the Eternal. Shalom.